USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration announces a new rule on Monday that would tighten the belt on the number of immigrants qualifying for green cards and visa applications. Ken Cuccinelli, acting director of the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, explains the rule would focus on immigrants becoming self-sufficient.
Our rule generally prevents aliens who are likely to become a public charge from coming to the United States or remaining here and getting a green card.
Attorney General Bill Barr says the investigation of Jeffrey Epstein will go on despite Epstein's apparent suicide.
Any co-conspirators should not rest easy. The victims deserve justice, and they will get it.
Speaking in New Orleans on Monday, Barr says investigators will continue looking into anyone who was complicit in the sweeping sex trafficking operation that Epstein was allegedly running. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Turning to the 2020 presidential race, former Vice President Joe Biden believes Congress needs to bring back the ban on assault-style weapons. In a New York Times op-ed on Sunday, a week after the mass murders in El Paso and Dayton, Biden argues that the ban passed in 1994 worked. Anti-ICE protesters protest Amazon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
Dozens of people are in custody after a protest at an Amazon store in New York's Manhattan. Protesters say the Sunday rally was part of a day of action as Jewish organizations across the nation had scheduled protests against ICE. The rally denouncing what the activists call Amazon's cooperation with ICE, claiming the tech giant hosts databases for software that helps officials find immigrants. The demonstration coming a day after 100 people were arrested at another ICE protest elsewhere in New York City.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
With three people committing murders that killed over 30 people in the last 2 weeks, many people are searching for answers as far as what can be done to combat this. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Pastor Mark E. Moore. He's also author of a new book titled Core 52, a 15-minute daily guide to build your Bible IQ in 1 year, and he believes that we all have to get back to reading the Bible, and that will help with everything that goes on in our lives.
What we know about those who are engaged in the Bible, meaning they read the Bible four times a week or more. And we're not talking about hours, right? You know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Those who are Bible engaged, is about 60%, you will find statistics change. Drinking, like drunkenness, is 60% lower with Bible engaged. Sexual immorality, 60% lower. Self-harming thoughts, 60% lower. And then you go on the positive side, they have about a 30% higher positive self-image, about 30% higher benevolent gene in them. So knowing the Bible somehow makes an individual better, and as individuals get better, of course families and then cultural dynamics get better. When you begin engaging in the Bible, that really does transform your own heart, and then that overflows into transformation of your circles and your culture.
For more news, you can find us on iHeartRadio by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.